Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by Mr. Tom Mangus, the CEO of the International Car Wash Group, the world's largest local car wash, cleaning more than 40 million cars a year. Mr. Mangus, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's a great pleasure to join you.
And our pleasure as well, and thanks for your time. So for starters, given the diversity of your background from large global consumer goods to a real estate startup, what aspects of your experience are you using the most in these early days as CEO of ICWG?
Well, to start, I've had a great diverse career with companies like Procter & Gamble, Academy, training grounds like that. I served as a chief financial officer at a building materials company called Armstrong World Industries, and then finally a CFO and CEO of Starwood Hotels and Resorts. So I've had a great opportunity to learn with great people at great companies and try to, you know, apply all that into a tech startup following my departure from Starwood, which was an absolute blast. And so I even had a taste after working at companies with market caps of greater than $180 billion to, you know, a tiny little startup funded with my own money and some people that I hired. And, you know, that entire journey has exposed me to a fun and diverse skill set that I am trying to bring to International Car Wash Group. And I think right now in this phase of development of ICWG, the skills that I'm most trying to apply there are first, getting to know consumers. Second, bringing technology and a pace of technology development and application that's relevant. And finally, team building, because all those are very necessary in a company like ICWG. As a bit of background, ICWG has been, you know, operating since 1965 out of Germany and has grown significantly to 900 sites around the world, with more than 740 internationally and about 140 in the United States. But despite that, it feels like a startup. We're trying to establish our presence in the United States and grow dramatically. And so it has aspects of big company culture as well as the needs of a startup to create capabilities and to scale those capabilities. And so really all those skills and experience are coming to bear at ICWG.
Exciting time, sounds like it, as well there at ICWG. Now, what is the toughest challenge you are facing that you might not have anticipated, and what can entrepreneurs learn from this challenge that you've seen?
To be, you know, quite frank, what has surprised me most in coming to ICWG, given the nature of companies I've been exposed to, is, you know, the supply chains, the technology systems, the point of sale systems generally are quite available in most industries I've come from. You know, hotels have been around a long time, consumer products a long time, and in fact, car washes have been around a long time, and I cited our own history. But interestingly enough, in the United States, despite it being a $12 billion industry, $12 billion revenue industry, the largest three players combined have less than a sixth share of the market. And the challenge is all the supply chain, all the technology infrastructure, all the point of sale systems, all the practices are tuned to the very small founder-created, founder-led, 1 to 5 store chain. And so the challenge that we've been facing is we try to grow from, you know, nothing to 140 sites in 3 years and with an aspiration to quadruple that, is the process, the systems, and the infrastructure around, you know, everything is not tuned for 150 to, you know, a 600 store chain in the United States. And so that is what we're having to create ourselves. We're having to help our suppliers create that capability to service us. And that is not one thing I expected to have to do here. I imagined that the market would move and shift to accommodate the growing consolidation trend that has been happening in the car wash space in the United States. but still is not there. And so a lot of our time and attention is how do we create the ecosystem around us to allow us to be successful.
Certainly appreciate your sharing some of those details. Most helpful for sure. Now, what pointers can you offer entrepreneurs who are trying to start or gain growth in a consumer-facing business right now? And how do you maintain a positive outlook when things may not be going your way? Love to hear your input there.
Well, I think the working in consumer businesses in my career, one of the things that I have come to learn is that consumers don't often know what they really want, and they certainly don't tell you, even when you ask them. And, I learned that washing clothes with consumers all around the world with Procter & Gamble, working with consumers as they were talking about their flooring needs or, architects with their flooring needs at Art Armstrong. And I've known that consumers find it hard to articulate what really motivates them and what they really want, and that's why you get some surprising businesses that pop out of nowhere, like Uber is an example, where consumers really couldn't articulate that they really wanted that until they saw it. And I think it's important for entrepreneurs to know as they create businesses that it's hard to discern what the consumer really wants, and as a result, you need to spend a lot of cycles. And I learned that, again and again in my own tech startup, where we would do the consumer research and consumers would tell us they loved the idea, but their behaviors didn't support what they were telling us. And so, my encouragement to entrepreneurs is to make sure that they're testing a lot, learning a lot with very little investment, as many cycles as they can with consumers, to really figure out what it is that they want until they've got that big idea and validate that big idea through a test and learn approach. The second thing, and it comes a bit to, keeping a positive attitude. So one of the things I've learned through a career through these companies is careers, businesses, both have a large component of luck to them. Whether we like it or not, we'd all like to think we're geniuses, and I'm sure many of the entrepreneurs who created billion-dollar companies out there or CEOs of billion-dollar businesses would all tell you that luck played an important role. And recognizing that it plays a role, I think, is an important step to having a positive outlook. You can have a great idea, but miss the timing window. A competitor beats you to the market and gets the venture capital funding before you and sucks all the oxygen out of the room. You could, in many ways, have luck go your way or against you. And recognizing that it's going to take a bit of luck helps you prepare you for when it doesn't always come your way. You take this tech startup world, 1 in 10 really becomes a successful tech startup. Starting with that mindset, recognizing that being good, being prepared, doing the right things puts you in a position to succeed, but you might need a little tip over the rim to get it done. And I think being realistic up front with that reality, being mentally prepared that things won't always go your way, allows you to be positive when they don't and keep swinging for the fence in every venture you take.
And that's certainly some sound advice. Much appreciated today. We're joined by Tom Mangus, the CEO of the International Car Wash Group, the world's largest local car wash, cleaning more than 40 million cars a year. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Mangus, what is your strategy for keeping the entrepreneur spirit alive in your company as you scale so aggressively in the U.S. and globally?
First, it's about the team and bringing some of those skills from the academy companies and the skills from the startups. So if you look at my leadership team and who I've been hiring, they largely have a mix of great backgrounds in an IBM or equivalent companies, Advanced Auto Parts, great companies that Nordstrom's that know what great looks like. But they also have been dipped in an experience or two in a startup environment where they've been one of a team of five and they've had to scrap, they've had to take out the trash. And I find that that combination of experience is what now allows me to be able to bring the best of both to ICWG, where you have a humble leadership culture that's prepared to roll up their sleeves, to do work, understand what it means, to make a deadline, commit to a deadline, deliver it, have a sense of urgency, which you find oftentimes in a tech environment, but also have the training and the knowledge of how to manage teams and how to develop process and to bring structure to organizations, because, you know, across the globe, we have just about 2,000 employees. And so you can't treat 2,000 employees like they're in a startup. They need proper benefits and they need proper work and development plans and goals. And sometimes in a startup, you lack those things. And that is often why they suffer the attrition that they do. So that building the team that has enough has had the experience in both worlds to blend the best of both worlds is what I think is the key to keeping the entrepreneurial spirit alive at ICWG. And then lastly, you know, why do people love startups? Why do they love jobs, even in big companies like Procter & Gamble? Because they have accountability and responsibility. They feel like they're driving the business, and they have some decision-making and ownership of what's happening in the business. And so that is probably the last key piece to keeping the entrepreneurial spirit, is to let folks own decisions down in the organizations, not micromanage them, let them be accountable for those decisions. And as a result, I think they find that they have a much more richly rewarding work experience because they feel like they're really contributing to the final product.
Now, looking ahead, what are you most excited about when planning ICWG's future in the U.S. professional car washing and detailing market? Get into some of those details as we conclude today.
Well, what attracted me here, first and foremost, is the opportunity to do something in this industry that has never been done. Car washing in the United States is a super fragmented industry. 80% of the sites out there are owned by owners with one or two sites. And as I said, the top three players combined only have a 6 share. So what attracted me here is to do in this industry what has happened in so many other industries, like hotels, which 40 years ago were also very fragmented and over the decades consolidated down. And now you essentially have three or four main global players driving that business. And I hope to be able to do the same with ICWG. We've got a great team. We're bringing a great process and scale that consumers will love. And again, we're in it for the consumers to give them a service and a product that they want to have as part of the routine, keeping their cars looking beautiful and proud of their asset that they've owned. And that is what I am super excited about in the future, is to do something for this industry and for this group of consumers in a scaled way that has never been done before.
Mr. Mangus, keep doing what you're doing, and we certainly wish you continued success over there at ICWG, and really appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on International Car Wash Group, where could they find further details online?
Come to our website, ICWG.com, and we've got also several branded websites reflecting our portfolio of regional brands like Supersonic, Cougars, and International Car Wash USA Express. So thrilled to hear from your listeners. And Eric, thank you very much for the time and your questions today.
And we thank you and all the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
All right, Eric, appreciate the questions and enjoyed that a lot.
You just heard from Tom Mangus, the CEO of the International Car Wash Group, the world's largest local car wash, cleaning more than 40 million cars a year. And for all the details, simply visit ICWG.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.